Why do these stories have the power to move us so deeply? More deeply than maybe anything else in our life, frankly. What is it that is set within us that connects and resonates with that so profoundly? What's that? Going back to last night, back to the stories that you wrote down in that quick exercise time, have you ever stopped to ask yourself, why those desires? Why do you have those desires set within you? The things that you dreamed about when you were a little boy, the games that you played, the things that began to stir in your heart as a young man, the things that are still there today, though they may be only faint echoes, they're there. Why those desires? Why that heart? You ever wondered that? It is a very important question to ask. The heart that God set within you is the secret to the meaning of your life. It's part of the answer to the riddle of your life. Why are you here? What are you about? What was this supposed to be? And why is it that that feels so far from the life that most men end up having? I mean, do you ever get that? Can you get that? And what does Christianity have to do with any of that? Those desires, battle, adventure, beauty, this heart that just is so passionate sometimes, stirred by something like that or a song or an experience. Most men have come to the conclusion that Christianity has nothing to do with that, actually. Battle, right? What's a man's biggest battle? Well, sin, right? Just behave yourself. That's it. That is your biggest battle. It's just don't blow it, okay? And adventure, right? Where's the adventure in it? Well, you know, adventure thing's okay. It's okay. You can go fishing a couple times a year. But what we really want you to do is be responsible, okay? That's the big adventure. And if you really want to be committed, be an usher. Okay, that's it. Those are the adventures we have for you. You know? And the beauty? What about the beauty? What does the church offer us? Many times, by way of the beauty, just be faithful, okay? Don't screw it up there either, all right? That's it? I mean, no wonder so many men lose heart. Their life doesn't feel like the Two Towers or like Gladiator, or like any of the films that you wrote down last night. That heart has no place to go. It has no place to come alive, no place to learn, no place to adventure and be trained as a warrior and truly rescue. Now, the life of most men ends up feeling like a movie they arrive to 20 minutes late.